Welcome in, everybody, to another Sleeper Wire short. I am your host, Steven Speccarotelli, and I am continuing my run on rookies and guys that you need to target and guys you should be looking at drafting in your dynasty rookie drafts and where they're falling and my thoughts on why I like these guys and why I feel they really need to be a target of yours. And today I want to talk about Michael Pittman. He's another one of my favorite wide receiver targets coming into this draft class outside of the obvious guys. And I absolutely love that he was taken by the Indianapolis Colts, number 34 overall in the second round. Pittman is a big, athletic wide receiver who should line up opposite of T.Y. Hilton day one with Campbell in the slot if he's healthy. Pittman stands at about 6'4", 223 pounds, and he ran a 4.52 40. And to me, that just makes any wide receiver appealing, just those physical abilities right there. And for a guy that size, he runs a full route tree. He can make contested catches at all three levels. He has strong hands, great ball tracking skills, and just all these things mixed together. I just really love this guy as a player altogether. You know, he clears underneath coverage very well with his physical style. He carries that same physical style as a solid run blocker too, which is going to be big in that offense behind that offensive line and the running back room that they have. It's really going to be fun to watch it, and he's just going to be a benefit for the team there. You know, he took a tremendous leap in production during his last season at USC. He had 101 receptions for 1,275 yards and 11 touchdowns. Now, when it comes to landing with the Colts, we have yet to really see what Paris Campbell will be. T.Y. Hilton has had some durability issues these last two seasons, and he is a free agent after the 2020 season. Going to be interesting to see what happens there. Now, they add Phillip Rivers, and we know the years of Gates and then whatever time that he had with Hunter Henry. Phillip Rivers loves targeting tight ends, too. So you have Jack Doyle there, and you could even look at Mo Alie-Cox possibly having, you know, a decent year, especially in the red zone. But Rivers is going to have a solid offensive line, so I really want to see what happens with that in that regard. He's not going to always be, you know, having to get rid of the ball as soon as absolute possible. I mean, that guy was always under pressure a lot, and he had to adapt, and he was very good at it. You know, they also have a very improved run game this year with the addition of Jonathan Taylor being paired with Marlon Mack again behind that great offensive line. You know, in that offense, I just see, you know, again, plenty of opportunity and upside. And that's very big with me when it comes to rookies, because sometimes it takes a couple years to see what they really have. But if they have that immediate opportunity and you put it with that upside talent, that just makes me want to draft these guys even more. And he's providing an immediate red zone target for Rivers, kind of like what he had in Mike Williams when Rivers was with the Chargers. You know, the Colts have filled some key openings on their roster with some very good talent. And as I mentioned before, I see Pittman being an immediate contributor. Now, regardless of format, I've been seeing him drafted in the early to mid second round. And in most cases in rookie drafts, you're generally in a linear draft. So when you're in a linear draft like that, and you're in the top five, you can land a Clyde Edwards-Helaire, a J.K. Dobbins, a Jonathan Taylor, or, you know, Burrow if it's Superflex or whatever, and still be able to get a player like Pittman in the second round, and that's pretty solid. So, you know, if you heard some of the other episodes that I've done up to this point, then you know some of the guys that I'm looking at the back end of the second round or who you should be looking at in the beginning of the third round. So you could really put together three solid players if you go back through and really listen and look at some of these short episodes that I did. So that's all I have on Pittman. And, you know, go to Twitter and follow the Sleeper Wire Show at Sleeper Wire Show. While you're there, follow me at SPAC21. That's SSPAC21. And you can follow me on Instagram there as well. Go to Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever it is that you guys enjoy your podcast listening, and make sure you're subscribed so you don't miss out on all the latest content coming from the Sleeper Wire team. And while you're there, leave a comment. You know, what is it that you like that we're doing? Do you agree with us? Do you disagree with us? Do you hate what we're doing? Whatever. Let us you know, give you the best possible content that we can give you. And sometimes your guys' feedback makes it all the better. So until the next time you hear my voice.